Mark Malik Brown has been involved in international affairs for more than three decades. The former journalist turned economist served as vice president of the World Bank before being named deputy secretary general and UN chief of staff under Kofi Annan. In that position, he drew controversy for his outspoken criticism of the Bush administration's Iraq policy and what he called its UN bashing. Now out of public and political office, Malik Brown has written a book, The Unfinished Global Revolution, The Pursuit of a New International Politics. Millions of demonstrators filled the streets of Cairo and other cities around the Arab world recently, voicing their opposition to the old order, corruption, inequality, and the lack of freedom. As a former UN official who helped draft the first Arab Human Development Report a decade ago, Mark Malik Brown says the tidal wave is long overdue.
Economies are not creating the jobs that an increasingly young, aspirational Arab youth want. And, you know, while that was a hugely popular message, which really touched a chord across the coffee shops and souks and streets of the Arab world, the regimes were deaf to this.
Now, he says, the international community has an important role to play as citizens in these countries begin building more democratic political systems.
In many countries, you would never get successful development if you didn't also have democracy, unless the poor had a vote and therefore had a voice in the affairs of the country. They were never going to get a fair deal from the country's rulers. That kind of accountability comes from democracy. And so I think it's hugely important for the international community to provide that support now. But it needs to do it with a certain modesty and humility, which acknowledges that for years it has been on the side of stability, not democracy. Our job is to help them with the modern tools, with, as I say, technical assistance to allow Egyptians, Tunisians, others to build their own democracy.
He admits that moving a nation towards democracy is challenging.
More often than not, what unites people at the beginning is the common enemy, the regime that the Mubarak, for example, who they want to go. But once he's gone, all these groups have very different economic and political agendas. You know, I'm sure we will see initially a quite bumpy ride. And, you know, I think it'll take time to get a decent constitution in place. It'll take time for proper parties to form, for elections to produce the kind of coherent results which would allow a strong reformist government to take office with a clear democratic mandate behind it.
In his new book, The Unfinished Global Revolution, Mark Malik Brown shares his experiences as both witness and participant in the process of democratization and globalization. Part autobiography, part political tract, and part history, the book also offers a vision for the future in an increasingly globalized world.
You could no longer, just within the national boundaries of your own country, fix and manage your banking sector. Your banking sector was intimately linked with global banks, and unless they too were regulated, you could not protect your own banks against the storms of a financial crisis. Similarly, the public health of your people was no longer just a national issue. We saw it with the way, 2 years ago now, the flu strain started in Mexico but came through Kennedy Airport and other air connections straight into the US and from there quickly spread across the world.
Malik Brown says the world needs to find global solutions to what are global issues.
National governments have to learn how to arrive at those solutions, how to share a bit of each other's sovereignty and negotiate and compromise to find global public policy solutions. I mean, this isn't easy. National governments are very protective of their prerogatives.
But, he says, that does not mean the world needs a global government.
The last thing you want to do is create some global government version of national government, some great, big, fat, unaccountable edifice that seeks to direct world affairs. I mean, I don't believe in that at all.
To complete the global revolution, Malik Brown says the world must redefine the UN's role and involve voices from a broad range of civil society.
What I've seen in my career is all the global problems which have been successfully tackled in recent years. You know, it's not just been states that have done it. It's usually been because a bunch of social activists from the non-governmental community, foundation chiefs, business leaders, others have joined in to drive policy forward.
So Mark Malik Brown invites private citizens everywhere to play a role in the global revolution and become a force for change. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.